Ephesians chapter number 2. There's a lot of verses here I'm going to probably work through, but for reading purposes, let's go down to the last few, maybe down to about 2 and 19. Amen. I'll probably go back in a little bit and get some of these ones before that. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God.
Right.
Amen. I love that.
Amen.
And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. My.
Yes.
That's a mouthful right there. Praise God. That's a message for right there. In who? The chief cornerstone.
Yeah.
All the building fitly framed together. Praise God. I tell you, this building right here, you ever see somebody build a house and 84 lumber pulls up and they bring the lumber? It don't look like a building.
Right.
It's a bunch of lumber laying in a pile.
Come on.
Yeah. Praise God.
Right.
But by the time the master builder gets done fitly framing and cutting it to fit, praise
on,
God.
Yeah.
And after it's put together, it looks like a building.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Fitly groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are building together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. That's a little bit different tonight. I love this. In whom ye also are builded together.
Yeah.
Praise God. We're together, ain't we?
Yes, we are.
My. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I look around this room right here tonight. Amen. And I see much diversity, even though most of us are Americans and not Middle Easterners. Praise God. Is that a better word? Amen. God. Amen. We look around this building today and we see young, we see middle age, we see elderly. Praise God. White hair, black hair, brown hair.
Yeah.
Amen. Red hair. Different colors of hair.
Yeah.
We see tall people, short people, skinny people. Healthy people. Praise God. We see females, we see males. Amen. Great God. People of all ages, people of all sizes, people of all demeanors. Amen. We've all been around one another long enough to know what people's temperaments are.
Yeah.
We all got different temperaments. Amen.
Sure.
Praise God. What aggravates you might not aggravate me. You know, some people get aggravated about little things, and other people, it takes a lot to aggravate them.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. But we all come from different families. We live in different houses. We drive different cars.
Yeah.
Woo. We have different styles of clothing we like to wear.
Yeah.
Brother Anthony, I noticed tonight, looked at Brother Thomas and said, man, you look good in a black shirt. I thought Brother Thomas was going to say, I look good in all color shirts. We all have different styles. Amen. Praise God. Different people have a different style. You know their style. Amen.
Yeah.
And why? Because we're all different. Amen. Praise God. We all come of a different mold. Amen. We come from different walks of life. Amen. Some were saved at a young age. Some got saved maybe 20, maybe 30. Maybe some got saved elderly like Jim Curry, way up in age. Amen. We all come from different backgrounds. Praise God. But as I look across this group tonight, my intention is not to preach on what makes us different. I'd like to preach on what causes us to come together. Hallelujah. Hey, man, as I look across this crowd tonight, amen, I don't see that which makes us different, but I see that which draws us together.
Right.
I see what causes us to come together a few times a week, amen,
right,
in this house, praise God, and look past our differences, look past our temperament, look past our styles, and past our hair colors, and past our, amen, everything that makes us up, and look together, amen, what draws us here, and that is a man by the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hey, God, who draws us together, amen.
Oh,
hey, God, together is a wonderful word. when you stop and you think about it, together is defined, amen, as being one, amen, or in one place, or one mass, amen, coming together.
Yeah.
So here we are, a diverse bunch of people, amen, unique individuals, yet here we sit together in one place because we have one purpose, amen. We've all been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, woo! Amen. His love has come into our hearts and it's brought us together. Hallelujah. I'm not going to preach long tonight, but I feel like, amen, we dwell so many times, amen, on what splits us, what divides us, yeah. Amen. Hey, God, I'm going to work on a message and I'm going to preach it probably sooner rather than later. Amen. I've been looking at it. I just ain't got it all together yet. Amen. But how to get along with God's people. Amen.
Yeah, right.
Hey, God, I know that's deep. But I tell you one main reason why the churches, why people can't get along is because we focus so much, amen, on our differences instead of what brings us together.
Right. Hallelujah.
Hey, God, so many people criticize. And the older I get, the more I see this. We've all done it. We've all, amen. Churches always starts like this. It don't always start off as a criticism. It says, pray for such and so. Do you know about them? Amen. Hey, God. And it always starts off with a prayer request. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the way, amen, as social media is. Everybody's always praying for somebody. Yeah. And then run them down. Hey, God, talk about them. Amen. But I tell you, I'd rather learn not to criticize them. And I'd rather look at what draws us together.
That's
amen. Hey, God, Brother Tom, you're short and I'm tall.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, God, we're probably about the same around. Amen. I'm just a little taller. Hallelujah. Hey, God, there's a lot of things that make us different. But there's one thing that unites us.
Woo!
And that is equal ground at the cross. Amen.
Yeah.
I've been saved. I've been put together. And we've been fitly put together at the foot of the cross.
Yeah.
And that's what draws us. And that's what puts us together is Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Hey, God. I wouldn't want to embarrass her by no means. Amen. We eat with Chuck and Lisa from time to time. Amen. And things have been brought up. And I like this about Sister Alicia. Amen. And people's names have been brought up in the past. And one thing I like about her, I can guarantee you in this house tonight, you don't have to worry about her running you down. Amen. You don't have to worry about her criticizing you because she don't like that. And Brother Chuck's even told me that. She don't like criticizing, putting people down. Amen. I thought about that today. And I thought, oh God, why can't we all be like that? Why can't we all lift one another up? If you see them in a wrong or see them in a doing something they ought not do, don't criticize.
No.
Don't put them down. But try to lift them up. If you can't lift up the act that they're doing, lift them up in prayer and say, God, what time they was right. What time they was heading the right direction. But Lord, would you get a hold of them? God, would you reach them where they are? And God, I come to tell us we're more together than what you realize.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Paul writes about the core of what brings us together in these verses. Amen.
Right.
The parts mentioned here are the most vital parts which bind us together. Great God. Verse number 17. I didn't get to that a while ago. Amen. And came and he preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were not.
Right.
Great God. What's he saying here? He's saying to you Gentiles at one time, he was afar off. Amen.
Yeah.
You didn't have much of a chance to get in. And you which were nigh, which were Jews, which were God's chosen people, you were nigh. Amen. There was a split there. There was a divide there. But great God, he said, the word came and it preached unto you that were afar and to you that were nigh. And what brought us together? His word brought us together.
Woo!
The gospel brought us together.
Yeah.
Amen. The holy word of God, it brought us together. Amen.
Hey,
amen. The Jews believe in God, but they believe that they, amen, had to keep the law of God in order to earn their salvation. The Gentiles came from all walks of life.
and all belief systems. Some came from paganistic cultures. Others believed there was no God. Yet the gospel preached to both the Jews and the Gentiles. Amen. They were brought together by one walk, by one spirit. Amen. That spirit of God convicted both the Jew and it convicted the Gentile. And it brought them together. And that same spirit that Paul preached about, amen, that brought our togetherness, it's still alive today. And I believe he still wants to bring the church together today. Hey, Lord, send your spirit by. Amen, and unify us and bring us together. Hey, God, hey, amen, when I see one, amen, that's singing, hey, God, and I'm no singer, so you don't have to worry about me getting jealous. But instead of getting jealous, I say, pour it on them, Holy Ghost, pour it on them. And when I see a brother preaching, I like what Brother Tom said the other day. I can't preach like Brother Jason. I can't preach like Brother Tommy. I can't preach like Brother so-and-so. But Lord, I can preach like Tom. Hey, that's where I'm always been. Amen. When these brothers, whoever's got the floor, I'm behind them. Help them, Lord. I'm not jealous. I just want the church to get help. Amen. If it's my night to preach and somebody else gets a hold of it, I say, pour it on him, Lord. Pour it on him. Amen. It ain't about me. It ain't about my time, my floor no more. But it's about, Lord, bring us together. Give us a spirit that unites us. That pulls us together.
Hallelujah. You're right.
I'm not done here. Hey, amen. Lord, together. That's what we need.
That's it.
Amen. Some of us were raised in church, some not in church.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Some of us were saved early, some not so early.
Right.
Regardless of where you come from, Jesus brought us together. Amen. And has given us a common belief system. Amen. And that's my first point. Praise God. I got a couple points. Amen. And I'll be done. But, amen. Number one, what brings us together? I tell you what brings us together. We believe alike. Amen. Well, I don't believe that. Yeah. We believe a lot more alike than what you think. Hey. Amen. I tell you, I'm not saying you drink coffee and I don't. Amen. I'm not saying I've got personal convictions that I told Brother Tommy before church. There's some things that I'm personally convicted about that Jason can't do that you might can do. Hey God, I'm not talking about that. But we believe alike because we believe that there is a God who has a son and his name is Jesus. And Jesus left the portals of glory and he came as a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. And he lived 33.5 years and they spit on him and they buffeted him. Hey God, they tortured him. But thank God, here's what unifies us. They hung him on a cross and they put him high and they stretched him wide and they crucified him crying, "Hail, King of the Jews." But thank God it didn't end there. We believe that on the third day, my God in heaven, that he got up and he rose again. And that's what unifies me, Brother Tom. I'm not serving a dead God. I'm serving a God that is alive. I said I'm serving a God that got up and is at the right hand of the intercessor today. Amen. Being a mediator between God and man. Raise your hand right there. And praise the Lord. Take a praise break. And let me get my wind back. Thank God. I said, hey, that's what brings us together. And it came, verse 17, and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. This word peace, which was preached to us, was the gospel of grace. The word peace comes from the word which means to join or to bring in harmony. God, peace is the idea, amen, of warring parties being brought together in a hostile environment. Amen. Hey, great God, aren't you glad that he said in his word, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. By nature, we are enemies of God. Amen. We call Hudson, amen, Hudson the dancer. It got 1 year old. I don't care if we're in a restaurant. I don't care if we're outside and the car goes by. Amen. And the music is a bebopping.
I tell you, old Hudson goes to dancing. Amen.
You know why? It's his carnal nature. Hey, God. Ain't nobody told Hudson, Hudson, you can't cut the rug with that bad music. No. Amen. It's in his nature. Hey, God. He claps his hand on beat. Michelle said he's going to be a musician. I don't know. But he's on beat. And he dances in rhythm. Hey, God. Amen. Because that's his nature. Nobody has to teach us how to do wrong. It's in us to go against God. But thank God that word was preached one day into me and peace came. Hey, and it set my enmity so straight with God, and I no longer war and fight with him, because I've been brought together by his peace. Thank God in heaven that I've got peace. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
He came and he preached grace unto us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Our rebellion, amen, to the will of God is described in the earlier part of this same chapter, verses 1 through 3. But I love verse 3. Amen. Among whom also we all had our conversations in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. That is our nature.
Right.
But thank God, grace came by. Amen. And pulled me at peace with God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yeah. Someone came. Amen. And preach the good news. What is the good news? Amen. I tell you what the good news is. It is the gospel. Hey, God, somebody give me a P.O. one day. The gospel. Amen. And he gave me the good news. And said, Jason, you don't have to live by the flesh anymore. But you can be brought together. How can I live and leave my sinful past and leave my fleshly desires? I tell you how I can do it. Amen. I heard the good news of the gospel, and it brought me to the grace of God. Hey, and when I'm drawn together with him, old things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. Thank God, somebody ought to be shouting in this house. I said, old things are passed away. I've been brought together, together with him. I'm heirs. I'm joint heirs with Jesus Christ. I said, I've been brought together with him.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Great God.
Yeah.
Hey. Woo! Someone came and told us, amen, about the good news. Amen. And that good news set us free.
You're right.
Who delivered the message? Amen. And the Bible said, and it came. Amen. The point of the word, that point back to the word he. Amen. In verse number 14, he came. Who is he? I tell you who he is. His name is Jesus. He is God. He is the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
He came to us and he shared with us the good news. Amen. How did he come? I tell you, I came in the form of a preacher. He might have came in the form of a Sunday school teacher. He might have came in the form of a gospel tract. He might have came in the form of a neighbor who snuck and put a tract on someone's door. Thank God, it's hard to tell how he came, but thank God he came. How did it come to you? Thank God he came by grace, and his word came unto me. Amen. Thank God. When the message came, we believed.
Yes.
And when we believe the good news, every promise made, amen, in the good news became real in my heart. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
In an instant.
How do you get saved? I tell you, in an instant, salvation comes.
Yeah.
Woo!
That's it.
You don't work on a little bit tonight, a little bit tomorrow. It comes all at once.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo! In an instant, great God. Amen. Memory lane takes us all back to the place where we got saved, Brother Anthony. But for me, best I remember, at about 13 years old on a Sunday morning service, amen, just normal preachers, probably my pastor preached that morning, just our normal 30 or 40 we had, small church, was there that service, nothing special, no special people, no nothing special great happened that day, other than the Holy Ghost came by, the good news, amen, and he dealt with my heart,
yeah.
Sitting on the back seat, at the back corner of the church, in that corner right there, I knelt down in an altar, and I said, Lord, if you'll save me, I'll serve you for the rest of my life.
Woo!
I didn't know what that entailed. I didn't know what good and what bad might come. It's been some good times, and there's been some low times. I've been on the mountain, and I've been in the valley. But thank God the good news came, and I got saved.
Hey!
Because the word came unto me. And that's been about 24 years ago. But I'm still serving him. I'm still going on. And I'm trying to tell everybody about the good news.
Amen. We don't all believe the same on every issue.
No.
Right.
Some of us believe different on different aspects, you know. Even in our holiness realm, some believe pre-trib, some believe post-trib, some believe mid-trib, and Brother Bobby Roper believe pan-trib. So he said, what's that, Brother Robbie? Brother Bobby had never heard of pan. He said, however she pans out. Amen. Woo! Like myself, I believe pre. I believe God is going to come back and answer this church. Amen. Immediately before he pours out his wrath.
Yep.
Upon this world.
Woo!
Hey God. Amen. And like old Brother Junior Markham, they used to get all caught up on that song. Sister Nancy used to sing, we won't be coming back anymore. Hey God, that Rev Junior wrong. He hated that song. Amen. He get fired up, he come over to me in the front. Do you believe that? You believe we won't be coming back? Amen, great God. I didn't really believe it, but church ain't the right place to argue about it, amen. I tell you, amen, he's gonna rapture us up out of here,
yeah.
And pour out his wrath upon this world. We'll immediately go and live with him,
yeah.
In that millennial reign. But in the meantime, amen, he'll purge this earth. We're coming back, but it won't be the same earth. It'll be a brand, and I saw heaven. Amen. I saw New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. Thank God it was purged. It was made brand new. Amen. And we'll come and we'll live like it was intended. The lion will lay down with the lamb. Sin will be abolished. There will be eternal peace and happiness.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Woo! But there's a lot of things we believe different. But I tell you what we're together on. We all believe in the nature of God.
Amen.
We believe God is holy. Amen. We believe God is
right.
A spirit.
Yes.
We believe in monotheism. What does that mean? We believe there's one God.
One God.
One God. One God. It rubs me raw when them apostolics look at us and say we believe in a three-headed monster. I don't believe in no three-headed monster.
Nobody.
Amen. I believe in one God. Jesus said, I'm the Father of one. Amen. The Holy Ghost right in there with them. They are one.
That's it.
Great God, they operate as one.
They
Amen.
One.
Yeah. They're in agreement as one.
Right.
Amen. I tell you, God, hey God, I don't believe in no three-headed monster. But I also don't believe, amen, in a schizophrenic God. Amen. Hey God, who was sitting in the heavens one day. Amen. While his son was about to be baptized. Amen. He looked down while John lowered him in the water and God said, this is my son.
Yeah.
God ain't schizophrenic. He don't talk to himself. This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. And the Holy Ghost, amen, descended like a dove. Hey. Amen. It's a picture of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost.
Oh,
we
God.
Believe in one God.
Woo.
That unifies the church together.
Yes, sir.
We believe in the deity of Christ. We believe Christ is as much as God is God.
That's right.
Come on.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Right.
Hey. Praise God. Amen. I tell you, there's only one name given among heaven whereby we can be saved, and that is through by the name of
Jesus.
Who's his name?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hey God. We believe, amen, that Jesus is both God and both man at the same time. Amen.
Right, right.
Hallelujah. Amen. How else? Amen. That he bore our griefs. How else did he come into this world and suffer? He had headaches. He had knee aches. He had belly aches. Amen. They beat him on a cross. He hungered and he thirsted. He suffered everything all because he loved me. He suffered everything so he could relate with you and I. Why? Because he was man. Why? Because he was also God. How could he be a mediator? How could he take our sin? How could he be a high priest that relates to his people unless he's been there? Great God, I said he's both man and he's God. I'm not done. Hey God, I said he's man and he is God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo! Oh yes. Amen. I lost my place. Amen. Here's where we better stay on the same place. I tell you, we all believe in the virgin birth of the Messiah. He's not just any God, Brother Chuck,
no,
but he's God's son. And God spoke to Mary and Joseph and said, I'm going to overshadow her. The Trinity once again. I'm going to overshadow her. And the Holy Ghost is going to come upon her. And when the Holy Ghost comes, she will conceive. And that seed will be of the Most High God. And God, I come to tell us, how did Mary, who never knew a husband, even Joseph admitted it himself, amen, conceive and bear a son. I tell you how it was. He was God and he was man. I said he came down as a virgin birth. And if you don't believe in the virgin birth, you believe in a false doctrine.
That's it.
It has to be that way.
He's
God.
He's God.
And he's man.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's getting gooder and gooder here.
Yes, it is.
Amen. It got him up done. I believe in the substitutionary atonement of Christ.
Amen.
Hey, what does that mean? Jesus died in my place. I deserve punishment. I deserve hell. I deserve judgment. But he went down. He who knew no sin was made sin. He went down. Brother Tommy, really what it means, he took my sin. My sin was nailed on the cross along with a man who never sinned, who never knew sin. My sin was nailed on him all because he was the substitutionary atonement for the sins of the world. Now we can call upon the name of Jesus and be saved because he took my place.
Yes, Lord. Holy, holy, holy,
holy,
Lord.
Glory. Aren't you glad he paid it all?
Paid it
yes,
all.
For you and me.
Yes, he did.
Woo! I'm about done. Amen. I got the cart before the horse want to go, but I believe in a bodily resurrection.
Come on. Amen. Sure. All right.
There's some believe in a resurrection, but they don't believe in a bodily resurrection. Amen. Amen. I myself believe that's very important.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Right.
I believe Jesus rose again. I think Brother Tommy brought it out this morning. Amen. And when those disciples came, and when he came back after he resurrected, he said, look at my hands.
Yeah,
look at the scars in my... It was important. He would have never brought that out.
Right.
Look at the scar at my side.
Yeah.
Hey, God. Amen. Look at what I paid for you. Jesus got up in body. Why is that important? I tell you why it's important. Because we have bodies.
Yeah.
And we hurt. And we have pain. And we are once appointed to die. And after death, the judgment. And one of these days, amen, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain. Let me tell you something. I believe it could be any day, but if it happens today, your spirit ain't going to take off flying. I don't believe that with nothing.
No.
I tell you what's going to get up out of here.
Woo.
Your body with your spirit is going to get up out of here one of these days. And these old bodies will be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Thank you, Lord. Just like this earth will be changed, these bodies will be changed.
Yes,
yes sir.
Amen.
Coming to change.
Look in the mirror.